The Jeep Grand Cherokee 4xe plug-in hybrid is built for the best of both worlds. For the city buzz, for the call of the wild, for finding solitude, for sharing memories, for day trips, and for far-roaming adventures. Because with gas and electric capability, the Jeep Grand Cherokee 4xe inspires you to explore more, to explore it all. Tap the banner to learn more. Jeep is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
I am back. Rodrance for Black and White Network. If you're new to the channel, hit subscribe, like, comment. Let me know what you think about this because, I cannot wait to see the comment section on this video. So, as we know, in the last 6 weeks or so, we've seen Bud Light wrap their loving arms around the Alphabet Mob by using Dylan Mulvaney as a spokesperson. We have watched Target roll out tuck-friendly swimsuits and Satan pronoun designer shirts and a lot of Alphabet merchandise that's targeting children to their stores. And as we all know, as we've chronicled on this channel, the backlash has been swift and hard, and it has cost both of those companies billions upon billions of dollars. Now, it's pretty amazing how many of these companies, and we've talked about this before, absolutely know their demographics. There's no way companies do not know who's buying their product, who's coming to their restaurants, their stores, who's buying their brands. And they know, in large part, a lot of times, especially places like Cracker Barrel, they know it's Christians. They know it's Catholics. They know a lot of times it's Sunday after churches, Wednesdays around churches, birthdays. And they also know it's a very conservative crowd. A lot of times, even a lot of conservative elderly people love Cracker Barrel. My dad, my father, rest in peace, he loved Cracker Barrel. Well, you can include Cracker Barrel and add them to the list of companies that have now turned their back on the very demographic that built the company and made the company successful. Now, to give you an idea, here in East Texas, for a long, long, long time, there was not a Cracker Barrel in the town that I live in. There was one about an hour drive west. And people would literally get in the car and drive an hour one way to go to Cracker Barrel before we actually got one in town. The one in town basically stays full all the time. Stays full. Or did. This is Newsweek, and sometimes you just shake your head at the companies that have decided to embrace certain things. And folks, we can add Cracker Barrel to the lot of companies that have just turned their backs now on their actual demographic that built their business. Restaurant chain Cracker Barrel is being targeted by conservative activists on social media, with some vowing to boycott the company in response to a post of Pride Month and the firm LGBT Alliance. One right-wing activist with over 500,000 Twitter followers urged Americans to, quote, do their part and skip dining at Cracker Barrel. In response, conservative campaigners have targeted a number of companies with boycotts over the past few months in response to their policies on LGBTQ plus related issues. A boycott against Bud Light was launched in April over the brand's collaboration with transgender influencer Dylan Mulvaney, with Target also being hit in response to the sale of Pride products aimed at children. On June 8th, Cracker Barrel published a post celebrating Pride Month on its official Facebook page, and the great Lauren Chin picked it up and put it on Twitter. And to say the backlash is swift and potent would be an understatement here. Of course, she's part of the Blaze. Thankfully, this makes it even easier than ever to skip this mid-restaurant when somebody recommends it. Everyone else should do their part and skip dining at Cracker Barrel. And there is their post right there. We are excited to celebrate Pride Month with our employees and our guests. Everyone is always welcome at our table and at our rocker. Happy Pride. There is the rocker right there with the rainbow colors on it, setting out in front of their Cracker Barrel restaurant. Yep. Oh, this is officially a thing. My wife just looked at me like, what the frick? They do realize their core customers are at least 60 and up, right? Who do they think they will impress? Wow. I was wondering the exact same thing. Wow, it's unbelievable. At Cracker Barrel supports the sexualization of kids. Absolutely disgusting. We love this place, but our principles are much more important. We will never eat there again unless they publicly disavow. Of course, they will not be doing that. Cracker Barrel joins the circus. Wow. This person just said, damn it. Shit, I used to love Cracker Barrel too. What a shame. Wow, absolutely nuts. Absolutely nuts. To be fair, I've seen far worse, but Pride Month should be totally ignored and abolished. Yeah, I mean, I was watching Michael Francis last night, and he went off on this Pride Month thing, and he talked about the absolute disrespect that Pride Month really has towards things like, you know, veterans, Memorial Day, and the fact that they only get one day versus this movement involving a sexual preference gets an entire month. It's absurd. It's nuts.
Allstate wants to remind fans that mayhem is everywhere. Like when your fantasy league meets up at your house. Everything's great until the hot plate gets too hot for the tablecloth. Now your kitchen's up in smoke. And if you don't have the right home insurance coverage, the cost to fix this is anything but a fantasy. So switch to Allstate, save money, and get protected from mayhem like this. Not available in every state. Based on coverage selected, subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Savings vary.
It's crazy. This guy said he's been in Japan, and it's so nice to not see the cult here, laugh out loud. Ready to go back to the U.S. because I miss my home, but it's been fun traveling in Tokyo. There's no wokeness over there, guys. I actually know a guy, a YouTuber, that lives over there. Unbelievably disappointing. And the absolute last straw. The pride grift by corporations is so lazy and lame. I'd rather eat a tuna fish sandwich than go to that establishment. Wow. Wow. Here's your sign to drive away customers. This is purely an ESG rating, cause and effect. P.S. At Cracker Barrel, your food is awful. Wow. Wow. It's absolutely nuts. Maybe the pride chair has a butt plug installed on it. Oh, wow. Seriously, who do they think their demographic is? Absolutely not. Yeah. Hey, at what point do we start screaming Cracker Barrel's a racist name? You know, two can't play at that game if they want to go there. Unbelievable. Was everyone not welcome before? Well, of course they were, but that's not the point. You don't have to get political. They didn't hang a sign saying great gay people couldn't come in. But gay people are not heroes. I mean, let's just be real. We're tired. We're tired of the celebration of something over people's sexual preferences. That's a shame. We enjoyed eating there. Unbelievable. I can only envision Ma and Pa Kettle on a road trip, getting out of their Buick, strolling up to the steps, stopping and turning around. Wow. Absolutely crazy. I mean, it's just, their food sucks anyway. This is screaming like a Bud Light level gaffe Yeah, I mean, this could turn out to be a literal nightmare for Cracker Barrel. And there's people getting called out for being triggered over this and that and the other. Look, my feeling is simple. Why get involved? Why get involved? Nobody was saying that gay people or members of the Alphabet community weren't allowed to eat there or weren't allowed to drink Bud Light to begin with or weren't allowed to go into Target and shop. Nobody was doing that. But the point is, you make these sweeping statements publicly. Well, hold on now. You decided to get political here. You decided to elevate something that is, again, nothing more than people and their sexual preference. I don't need to know about it. I don't need to know Cracker Barrel's views on it. I don't need to know Bud Light's views on it. Stay out of politics, and you've got nothing to worry about. They've chosen to jump headfirst into politics and, I mean, give a double middle finger straight to their demographic. And make no mistake, the large majority of people going to Cracker Barrel are going to be more conservative people. It's amazing. It's amazing what these companies are listening to at this point. They're listening to all these diversity, inclusion. They're getting all these statements back. They're getting all these data points back. And they're ruining their companies over it. Tell me what you think. Black and White Network supporters, peace. I'm out. Till next time.